Continuous improvement and identifying future initiatives. Supply chain leaders must continually monitor to see what is working and what isn't, and how improved performance may be attained. In some cases, this may simply require corrective action as the identified issue is not inherent to the process, but is a result of the process not being followed, so is not actually considered continuous improvement. True continuous improvement means identifying additional areas that may be improved. Identification may result from a regular process evaluation that indicates that something underpinning the process is not operating as effectively as it should be. Benchmarking performance against industry leaders and staying up to date on trends and technology may also highlight areas ready for an improvement effort. Changes that have led to an adaptation may lead to additional opportunities. There may still be room for improvement, as the adapted supply chain operation may be achieving only the minimum performance associated with the changed circumstances and not doing so in a particularly efficient manner. It is important to note that due to changing circumstances, demands, and technologies, opportunities for supply chain improvement will continually arise over time. At no point will the associated tasks of changing the supply chain be completely and permanently done. When looking to identify these new initiatives, make sure not to fall into the habit of using entirely traditional metrics. Some traditional metrics remain important following transformation and will continue to be important moving forward. However, others, such as those identified and used for the transformation project itself, are just as important when determining what can be improved and how to prioritize continuous improvement efforts. Looking at our sample, Inc. example one last time, cash-to-cash cycle time and other goals were largely met through the implementation of CPFR processes and increased finished goods-related capabilities, such as cross-DC deliveries and increased shipment frequency. After enough time has elapsed to gather meaningful data using the new processes and technologies, Sample, Inc. gathers and now benchmarks these post-implementation metrics against competitors using ScoreMark. They decide to keep their performance attributes at the same targeted superior, advantage, or parity levels versus competitors to so that this benchmarking iteration can reveal their relative level of transformation success. They also review results against the commitments that the evangelist slash portfolio manager made to the executive sponsor in the business value proposition. Areas where these promises were met versus gaps that remain are discussed. Root causes of failure are sought. This process features a frank discussion of which assumptions proved to be true versus which were not and why. Overly optimistic, environmental shifts, etc. Formally recognizing specifically where there were successes and failures helps make future value proposition estimates be better, not only because the person, S, making the estimates gain experience, such as better questioning assumptions, but also because if the person, S, know they will be assessed on these estimates later, they tend to take more time to ensure estimates have quality in the first place. While Sample, Inc. is satisfied with their cash-to-cash cycle time improvements, some of the other attributes were improved, but not enough to get them to advantage or parity. Moving forward, the team may look to these other items from the ScoreMark survey that remain unchanged or need more improvement. Thus, the team has several different options it may choose to explore, including continuing with initiatives to further enhance cash-to-cash cycle time. Even after implementing CPFR and other approved projects on the transformation roadmap, other wishlist initiatives may remain that could be undertaken to enhance cash-to-cash cycle time, such as a sales and operations planning, S&OP, project. Reexamining the regional comparative analysis conducted early on in the transformation project to find new areas for improvements. This effort may also seek to close any gaps in the remaining measures at advantage and at parity from the ScoreMark survey. Looking at the results of other divisions or regions to determine if some areas are leaders or laggards in their performance improvement, and developing additional projects to ensure supply chain maturity is consistent across regions. Selecting additional metrics to track for a given performance attribute area, such as adding return on fixed assets or return on working capital to their metrics for asset management since cash-to-cash cycle time is no longer a poor performer. Revisiting the entire transformation process, such as redoing segmentation exercises, with a focus on other priorities or newly identified operationalized customer segments. No matter which route is selected, it will lead to the next round of transformation centered on perhaps sustainability, new business models, team change readiness, e-commerce, or new technology, bridging the gaps in current capabilities. The most important concept underlying continuous improvement is that supply chain transformation is an iterative and infinite loop. For firms to stay relevant and competitive in the marketplace, reinvention and transformation is more than an optional pursuit. It is a mandate. Recall the SCORE racetrack model that describes five distinct steps, as seen in Exhibit 4-7. This model features iterative work, with each lap around the racetrack leading to the beginning of a new lap in the form of a new performance improvement initiative. Therefore, rather than resting on their achievements, sample, Inc. decides to leverage these positive results and their higher maturity level to drive the next areas for improvement. Exhibit 4-7, the SCORE racetrack.